football gods are always on the Bears' shoulder.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. The number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy, it's go time.
Yeah, thanks to the folks at ChevyDriveChicago.com for bringing you a Hamp report every single Friday before the game. It looks, Hamp, like Lamar Jackson was in full practice, like he was a participant. That might hurt us this weekend, right?
Well, yes, exactly. And, you know, your lead-in with the oven, 750 degrees. Hey, the Bears have won four in a row. Five in a row is going to be a big mountain. I'm hoping that the Bears will be able to meet the challenge. But this is going to be a real big test, one that we haven't seen in quite a while.
And Hamp, good to talk to you again. Kevin Wells sitting in for Powell today. Derrick Henry's a guy that we don't hear a lot about, especially this year. I mean, but the guy's probably a future Hall of Fame running back. Had an unbelievable year last year. He's going to give the Bears fits in the run game this year. Even if Lamar doesn't play, it just feels as though the Ravens offensively have a stronger output than the Bears could. And I the amount of times I've gone back and forth on who might win this game, I can't even count anymore. I'm not sure. I have no clue.
Well, you're exactly right. Derrick Henry will be a big factor. And he, you know, despite the fact Ravens are 1-5, they still are able to run the ball. And Derrick Henry is averaging at least 5 yards a carry. And, you know, we will have to, you know, man up and be able to stop him. Now, as you know, Lamar Jackson is a difference maker. He's always in the conversation about MVP because of his elite skills. All that being said, even if he's not 100%, you know, the combination of the running game and their ability to make plays is going to be a big, big thing for the defense. Now, we heard last week, you know, we stopped the New Orleans Saints. Okay, congratulations. This is a big step up in class. I'm just hoping we will be able to meet it. And going on the road, not going to be easy.
No, definitely not. The one good thing the Bears can hang their head on, it sounds like Grady Jarrett's going to be back for the first time in a couple of weeks. Him and Billings will be able to kind of rotate in and out because Henry's going to wear him down. But no Kyler Gordon, again, his fifth game that he's going to miss this year. And we saw what kind of a difference maker he is when he's out there for Dennis Allen.
It's unbelievable. You know, we think the world of Kyler Gordon. But, you know, availability is the most important ability. If he is not able to play, then, you know, it's going to be McLeod or somebody else. It's not the same. The one thing that I really, you know, am hoping for is the offense of the Bears to be much more stable. And that means, you know, convert on third down. Do, you know, the things that you have to do. And the most important thing you can do against an offense like the Ravens is hold the ball. Control the football and convert on third down. So we'll see how this plays out. It looks to me like, in an abstract way, you know, both of these teams, you know, we're desperate to win five in a row. Well, guess what? Baltimore, one of the early season, preseason favorites to go to the Super Bowl, hey, they know this is a must win, so it's going to be a real white knuckler.
Okay, so if we do make it happen, Hamp, if we do win five in a row, that means we could be a contender?
Absolutely. And, you know, the way the league is shaking out, You know, think about this. Who saw Indianapolis becoming one of the great teams of the NFL?
Nobody.
Who saw the 49ers overcoming all the injuries? Who saw New England? All these young teams are finding ways to win. If the Bears can find a way to win, hey, we are right there in the conversation.
Well, I'll tell you, Hamp, I saw all those things coming. It's Bertrand here, and I'm not surprised by any of it.
Hamp, it was this week in 1985 that the Bears beat the 49ers 26-10. Talk about the camaraderie among that team, which I would contend is the best Chicago Bears team ever, compared to trying to get a team to come together in today's environment.
Well, and you know, that team, we were on a mission, and there was a lot of reasons why people understood the Bears were legitimate. We could run the ball when we wanted to. We could rush the passer. We could affect, you know, the quarterback. All those things that we really haven't seen this team do yet. So the last couple of weeks, we've been able to run it. Can we run it against Baltimore? Would it be great? Will we be able to affect their quarterback? Can we rush the passer? We're going to find out. It's going to be a great game.
What's your prediction for a win?
Well, I got to tell you, Baltimore is in a desperate situation. I'm sad to say, I don't know if it's going to happen, but if the Bears are able to overcome it and go and find a way to win, then you can say, yes, we are legitimate and we are for real.
Let's hope. Let's hope. Hey, I know you've had a busy afternoon. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thanks, Hamp.
Okay, guys. Go Bears!